After 98 years in business, Kaplan's Army Store in St. Johnsbury closed on the last day of 2020, but not everyone is ready to let it go. Independent producer Erica Heilman recently stopped by the closed store to talk to a longtime employee who still stops by regularly.
Kaplan's Army Store smelled like oil and leather. It's where I went for mittens and gloves and socks for Christmas. It's where everybody around here went. It's been almost a year since it closed. But last week, my friend Bess told me that Gary Ely still goes to the store every day. So I walked over, and there he was, sitting right inside the door with an old transistor radio. I sat down, and we talked for a little while.
Well, we were open 98 years, and I started here in 1953, so it was practically new when I started.
So why are you here?
I come in here because I spent, like I said, back on the 23rd of August, it was 68 years ago that I started here, and my heart is still in this building. And I stayed home for 2 days after we closed, and I felt terrible. I felt depressed. And so then I said, I guess I'll come to the store. And I started coming to the store, and I felt good. I felt like I had accomplished something. And so I've done it ever since. Maybe it's a selfish reason, but I have to satisfy my heart. And the people that you see, I mean, I'll have sometimes 20 people that stop just to say hi. And I even thought yesterday, I was sitting out front, it was a nice day, and I was sitting out front and I said, well, you know, I probably should be a politician because pretty near every car that went by, people would toot or wave or something, and like I was some kind of a politician. But
or a mayor.
Yeah, or something. Yeah.
I like mayor better than politician. Yeah. Sounds more useful.
Yeah, something good.
Gary gave me a tour of the store where things used to be.
This area right here was the counters. Counters were here. The cash register was here. That was in 1953. We opened the downstairs department. We had a sporting department, tents and guns, and downstairs and ammunition and sporting equipment.
Why did you close?
We closed for a couple of reasons. The store was closed for 2 months due to the COVID and last summer, and then it was hard to get goods. And, you know, Mr. Kaplan is 88 years old, and he just figured his dad retired at 67, and his dad hired me, but Dave Kaplan decided that, you know, at 88 is time, and the goods were very hard to get. The merchandise was extremely hard. You know, we'd order 3 dozen pair of pants and get 20 or, you know, or 18 or whatever. The manufacturers were just feeling the squeeze. It was just, I think, the right time for us to do it. As sad as it is, we've made a lot of people disappointed, but, you know, you got to do it sometime. Every good thing has to come to an end sometime, so.
What do you miss the most?
The people. For me, it's just a friendship. And you see people that you might see 3 times a week, or you might not see them only once or twice a year. We have people come from the Cape and Long Island, and people coming from every direction. And people are, you know, just good customers and just friends, you know. Yeah.
What about regulars? Who were the regulars?
Oh, there was people that came... regulars that you'd see every week for years. We cashed a lot of checks. A lot of the folks would come in and cash their checks and buy a pair of suspenders or a pair of socks or whatever, and we'd cash them anyways, if you know, because we knew them. Local people. This area was always socks in through here, from one end to the other. In the center was another section of hosiery. We sold lots and lots and lots of socks.
I bought socks every year for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, well, we would have people. I've seen people come up to the counter with $150 worth of socks at Christmas time. And then we had bib overhauls. We had some on the other side of this counter. Bib overhauls for made in Whitefield, New Hampshire, for $3.49 a pair.
And who bought them?
There was the working man, yeah, railroad men, people that worked at the mill. Of course, we had Purina mills down here, people that worked at Ide's Granary. They wore bib overhauls, but a lot of railroad men wore bib overhauls and frocks, and they were like $3 and change.
Also, your life changed radically when it closed. Does it make you see things any differently in some way?
I think I have become more emotional. I do. I have times I might cry thinking about it, you know. I could cry pretty easy, and I don't even like to think about it. But when I start to feel like, you know, it's almost like, you know, the thing that I like to do the most has almost been taken away. So I try to set it aside and not to think on it. Just, you know, I'm blessed. God has blessed me. I have a chance to share with people and encourage people. I just had a man in here just a few minutes ago that's headed for a heart operation. I was able to pray with him and just to give him some words of encouragement. So it's, you know, there's things like that that help me in a time when I'm, you know, maybe discouraged for myself, but the Lord helps me and to encourage somebody else, you know. Yes. Yeah. So it's been a pretty full life. Yeah, it's been a full life. If I leave today or tomorrow, I've had a great, fulfilling life, and I'm ready to go.
Are you scared?
No. Oh, no, I'm not scared, no. I'm a man with quite a bit, much faith, and I've talked about a place called heaven for over 50 years. And if it wasn't anything at the end of my journey, I would say, boy, it's been a great journey. I think there's something there, but even if there wasn't, it's been a great journey. I've enjoyed it to the fullness, yeah.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.